Alden Penner auf Flux FM mit Breathe to Burn, ein Auszug aus seiner just erschienenen EP Canada in Space. Und der Kanadier mit dem in deutschsprachigen Ländern so lustig klingenden Namen, er steht jetzt bei mir im Studio, denn heute Abend spielt er mit Band im Privatclub. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die aktuelle EP Canada in Space, die er unter anderem ja mit dem durchaus berühmten Schauspieler Michael Cera aufgenommen hat. Wir finden raus, wie das so ist mit Famous Actor in der Band. Wir sprechen über Teamwork und Self-Portraits und vieles, vieles mehr. Und Tickets für sein Konzert heute Abend verlosen wir natürlich auch noch. Ich begrüße recht herzlich, hello and welcome, Alden Penner.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Easy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, yeah. Cool. It's wonderful weather, finally.
Yes, it's perfect, actually. Yeah. It was super hot yesterday and the day before.
Now we got the ventilation, yes. Natural ventilation.
It's the best thing. So, where are you coming from today?
Just down the street, actually, at Michael Berger Hotel.
Okay, cool. So you've been to Berlin the day, had a day off yesterday?
A couple days I've been here checking it out. You know, we went to a huge flea market yesterday, cool. And that was nice, you know. But we were in Paris before this our last show.
Cité de l'amour.
Voilà.
And that was nice. Playing Paris was nice.
It was nice. It was so quick, and you know, everything happens very rapidly, yeah. So it's hard to take stock of it, but it was nice.
Then again, it's another good reason for taking a few days off in Berlin, right? To calm mm-hmm. down a little bit. Maybe you had some meetings with the city slang people too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. We had breakfast today and
cool.
Got to know each other a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't spent as much time here as in Paris, so it's nice to kind of scope things out, you know, and see what it's all about.
Cool. Congratulations on your Canada in Space EP once again. After you've recorded so many of your previous songs in your own studio or in your bedroom as well, did you work like that again with this EP, or have you found a studio that you could work in?
This was home then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
cool.
I got better gear.
Yeah, no, but because no, really, because the drums, they sound really, they have a nice sound to them, and they sound like
you.
Recorded in a studio, in a proper studio. So
thank
I was
you.
Thinking maybe you.
It was a fluke, I guess. Uh-huh. I just landed on the right technique. I kind of got a larger room, and I kind of got more professional with my recording approach. Yeah. But it was still a home recorded thing.
Oh, very nice.
Largely, yeah. In fact, entirely almost.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, right? I mean, especially nowadays when you can basically build your home studio around equipment that is affordable, right? You don't have to spend like $150,000 anymore just to get a home studio done.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And you have control over the sounds and vibes that you're putting out.
Exactly.
That's really important, right?
Exactly, yeah. You know, being able to do it yourself with the knob and...
I mean, you have a 9-minute meditation song on your new EP, right?
Yeah.
working in a professional environment with a hardcore record company in a studio, they would be like, I'm sorry, Alden.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, but this 9-minute song, it's not going to happen. In your mind, maybe, but not on the record.
Exactly. Yeah. This freedom is great, actually. Yeah.
Another cool thing about the city slang guys, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Very open-minded and very, very into the long songs, particularly.
Yeah. I think when they found a love for you inside there and then themselves, they're gonna keep that for a while and just let you do whatever you want. Michael Cera is on that long song, actually, on that new LP.
Yeah.
He's a well-known actor. I'm not so good with names of actors because I'm so into the music thing, you know.
Yeah.
But then I saw his face and I said, "Oh, this guy! That's crazy that he's in your band right now." So I think you guys met in 2008, 2009 when you were doing the soundtrack for Paper Hearts, the film that he's in.
Yeah.
What made you both realize that you should do more with each other?
Well, it was really Laura Crapo's idea, who co-produced the album, to kind of bring us together for that particular recording.
Mm-hmm.
After we worked together, that kind of created a precedent. You know, we'd never met before that, but we did end up playing music together. And our first kind of step was to just jam, you know? And so that's kind of just what we took up again in rehearsing these... for this tour and playing, you know, having him record on that song mostly involved just just before him recording, I played him the song or just that little section that he sang on.
Yeah.
And that was about it, technically.
Yeah. But I've read that he's a great musician. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He's able to play various instruments.
He's a great keyboard player. Yeah. He's way better than me on keyboard.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how is that being on tour with this guy? Because I can imagine that there must be some people who'd be like, "Oh, Michael is there too. Let's go see his part of the show." And then when your show is on, maybe some of those Hollywood lovers, they'd be like, "Oh, who's that? Oh, better his music is not." I mean, is it a blessing or a curse to have him on tour?
Oh, it's a blessing, definitely. I think that we've both benefited in different ways from playing with one another. Yeah. It's clear in the UK, a lot of people were there to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also fairly respectful of the songs that we shared throughout the set. And I think it just kind of enriched the experience, you know. And
so it's a win-win situation, basically.
Yeah, I mean, one person who came up to us after we played in Dublin could not stop saying how weird it was, you know. And she couldn't explain it in any other words besides weird. And so I was having a hard time kind of understanding what she took away from it ultimately. But I think from my perspective, at least, it wasn't a huge, like, people were very respectful.
Yeah,
it wasn't
cool.
A huge, freak out. Besides afterwards and sort of in between, he would often just get recognized in the street, right?
Yeah, so sure.
But that's his problem.
Yeah. I just wanted to say maybe that is an advantage as well, right? Because you can walk the streets
exactly,
and do whatever you want. And then if there's some crazy people, you can just push Michael Cera in front and everybody will be like, "Oh, there's a guy from the movies!"
Yeah, exactly.
And you'd be like, "Oh, let's have breakfast."
Yeah, yeah.
It's a peaceful time for the rest of the band.
Yeah.
Because we pushed Michael Cera into the fan crowd. That's a cool thing. So let's listen to another song of your EP. It's called how do you pronounce it in Germany? Exegesis in England.
Do you have that word? Yeah. I'm sure you do, because it's Latin. Yeah. Exegesis.
Jesus,
saying it, but
that's how they pronounce it in America and in Canada. A song that one would have thought would be on the last LP, right? Because that was the name of the LP, but it wasn't. Why?
Well, it's just the circumstances of recording. You know, you work on something and it doesn't quite reach its maturity within the time span.
Yeah.
You know, there was a deadline on that LP, and so that particular song was just instrumental at that point.
Ah, okay.
So I continued working on it and matched up some lyrics that were relevant to the first LP. And that's just kind of how it happened.
So on the next LP, there's going to be a song called Canada in Space, right? Might be.
Maybe. Yeah. In fact, actually, the song Will I was called Canada in Space, and it was instrumental before.
See?
There was no lyrics, and so I was like, what do I call this? It sounds like Canada in Space, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the NFB films, National Film Board of Canada kind of stuff. They were films made in the 60s, 70s, but they would have a lot of synth on them, like 70s synthesizer music. So that song really reminded me of that.
Ah, cool.
You know, how we view the past is largely influenced by the media that it's documented on. So.
And that phenomena happened in Germany and in Europe as well, that in the 70s, everybody was so orientated into space. And, everybody was talking about UFOs and the possibility of life in outer space and stuff. And music was kind of synthy-ish. That's totally true, too. Let's listen to another song of yours.
All right.
Then we pick up our guitar, and then we'll let you play one live, and then we'll give away some tickets for tonight's show.
Great.
Alden Penner mit Exegesis auf Flux FM. Es ist 15 Uhr und 22 Minuten. Und bevor wir ihn gleich zum Soundcheck in den Privatclub schicken, und noch eine Live-Performance hören, habe ich noch zwei, drei Fragen an Alden Penner. After having worked as a team player so long, Alden, how is it to work on this self? I mean, you've been working on your own music for years now, but who are you using as a partner in crime to mirror yourself? Or don't you need that anymore when you're working on your own songs?
Well, there definitely is a team involved in the tour, you know, in the band. But I think I'm just going back to something I was doing before anyways, which was just recording on my own and now presenting it live. This is something I did before I played in bands even. That's kind of how I learned to play. It was just, you know, communing with recordings and then trying my own hand at it.
Yeah.
You know? So, I find this tour with Michael provides an interesting mirror in terms of his music being different than mine and interesting in its own way.
Yeah.
And, you know, an avenue for collaboration without necessarily embarking on, you know, a unofficial kind of like band name between us, you know, because I think we both kind of like things being loose anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's different and the same.
Yeah. So I can really imagine that. But working with Michael is something that you would want to do in the future as well. Keep it loose, just see what's happening, and not necessarily write all the songs together, but just keep in touch with this guy because he's an inspiration to you, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, we have mutual regard for one another, so I don't see why that would end after this show we play tonight, you know, yeah. Which is technically our last one in the foreseeable future. But, you know, there's every reason for us to try and document what we've been doing because all of his songs are entirely new to people.
Yeah, yeah. True, that is a debut LP, right? True That.
Yeah, and he plays one song from that in the whole show, but I asked him to do maybe 9 songs, and so of those 9, 8 are going to be unheard of.
Oh, wow.
For anyone coming.
So it's not even on his debut LP, the material that he's going to play on his own. Okay, cool. So basically the show is going to start with him playing a few of his songs, and then
we play as a band.
Okay,
so
all the time.
Yeah, the entire show is just us playing together and trading off songs with a backing band.
Okay.
It usually starts with my songs, like maybe 3, and then we go into 3 of his, and then we do. So it's all kind of interwoven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the classic bullshitty kind of stuff that you go like, you're a support band and I want you to play 8 songs exactly and then you leave stage because we're entering then.
Yeah.
And we're going to rule the night when you're going to be backstage already.
You're frothing at the mouth. Jeez.
I'm a method actor.
I'm afraid.
So you want to play a song for us, Alden?
Sure, yeah.
Let me just get rid of the hardcore compression that we have to use for the talking part. Now let's get some smoother music compression for Alden Penner. Candy, heißt das Stück, das er uns live spielen wird, hier auf Flux FM. In Anschluss an diesen Song verlose ich Tickets für die Show im Privatclub. La 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 of applause, Alden Penner. Thanks a lot, Alden, for playing that song live. Have great fun at tonight's show. Say hi to Michael from us and to the other band members. And I hope you're going to come back pretty soon, so we can do more of this.
Thank you.
Wer also heute Abend hingehen möchte in den Privatclub zu Alden Penner, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für die großartige Show heute Abend von Alden Penner, die übrigens auch ein paar Auftritte bzw. auch Songs des Schauspielers Michael Cera beinhalten wird, der ja durchaus als weltberühmter Akteur da heute mit auf der Bühne stehen wird. Also 030 2000 9000 für Tickets fürs Konzert. Thanks again, Alden. See you next year, maybe, right?
You're welcome, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Soon.